John, LinkedIn's overwhelming. I don't really want to get into it because it's just something else that I have to manage, right? And if I honestly didn't pay an individual by the name of Robert Youngblood, aka YB, the LinkedIn locksmith, okay? If I never paid YB, I wouldn't have understood the value in LinkedIn.
The Ball Podcast.
What's going on, ballers, and welcome to another episode of Beyond the Ball Podcast. I'm your host, Jonathan Jones, and for those of you who might be your first time listening to Beyond the Ball, we focus on stories, strategies, and successes, ultimately to help student-athletes succeed beyond their degree. And today, I'm just going to give you five quick points on how to get your LinkedIn kicked off and how to get your LinkedIn started, okay? Because I've been talking with some student-athletes, and I talked with a young man the other day from Chicago State University, basketball player. My man's name is Noah, so shout out to Noah for us getting to connect and getting to have the dialogue. And from that conversation, I just started to realize and understand just how much value is in LinkedIn. But at the same time, that if we're not intentional on diving into the content, if we're not intentional on applying ourselves to what's on LinkedIn, then we might not truly be able to fully benefit. So I'm gonna give you five quick touch points to focus on building out your LinkedIn page. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and dive into the content. So first things first, when we start talking about LinkedIn, right, I want to just share right here. Okay, and this is what a typical LinkedIn page may look like pretty blank, right? Pretty blank, not with much on it. Not much to work with initially. And for a lot of people, after I've spoken with them, they've shared that a LinkedIn page initially is overwhelming, right? That's a lot of the feedback I've heard. That's a lot of the feedback I've been getting from the student athletes I've worked with in different departments and things like that. They're like, John, LinkedIn's overwhelming. I don't really want to get into it because it's just something else that I have to manage, right? And if I honestly didn't pay an individual by the name of Robert Youngblood, aka YB, the LinkedIn locksmith. Okay. If I never paid YB, I wouldn't have understood the value in LinkedIn either. So after paying him, having some sessions, he walked me through some processes to where he said, John, if you're a speaker, you should be starting to build connections and relationships with people who book speakers. So he sent me through just some different exercises of people I can connect with in different ways that I can implement to further reach out and get connected. And luckily for you all, you're not gonna have to pay for this, but I'm gonna share a little bit of the information with you here today. So first things first, we go to linkedin.com, right? And then while we're on the platform, then we click, we wanna start a profile. So just looking at it, I want you to think about it almost as if this is your first time moving into an apartment, right? This is your first time moving into your own space. And now you get to decorate it however you want, okay? But at the same time, you understand you're going to have visitors coming over. You understand you want to have you want to have certain things in place so that when friends come over, right? You want to have certain things in place so that when family comes over, that it still looks presentable to everybody around. So first things first is you have to put in a headshot, okay? For some people, just like every other platform, your Instagram, your Twitter, even your TikTok, you have the option to put a headshot on the page so people can recognize you. And then in addition to people being able to recognize you, then they'll want to connect with you or they'll want to follow you, okay? And that's LinkedIn terminology. Connect is ultimately when you request to have somebody as a friend on the platform. and then they accept that request. So that's a connection. Okay, so first things first, you want to put in your headshot. Okay, we want to get that in there, because if we don't have our headshot, it makes it difficult for people to recognize us. And typically we want to put one where we're smiling, right? We want to put a headshot where we're smiling, because just as if you have people over to your apartment, just as you have people over to your space, you want them to know that this is a welcoming space. You want them to know that this is a place and this is space for you to welcome them in, right? You want them to feel at home when they're at your place. So we want to get that up there. And then the next thing that we want to do, after we get our headshot up there, and I would encourage, like I said, the headshot be a photo of you smiling. I would encourage the headshot be of, if you don't have, you know, one of you in business clothes or professional clothes or a button down or a blouse or whatever, then you can even use one of your photos from competition, right? And I know that with competition, if football, you know, soccer, swimming, softball, volleyball, whatever it might be, a lot of times, well, every season we take headshots, right? So I would say use that photo. And then the next thing that you want to do is you have what they call like a purpose statement or a headline. And a lot of times if you've been on some people's LinkedIn pages, been on some people's LinkedIn profiles, you might see, you know, this person is the CEO at this company. Right? Like you might just see that this person is the CEO at Jonathan Jones Speaks. All right. For me personally, what I've done with my headline isn't the title of the company that I work for or the location of my occupation. Right? For my headline, I chose to put, I assist student athletes and young professionals with life skills to thrive having holistic success. Somebody might say, John, why did you put that? What? Why'd you put that? So the reason I put that for my headline is simply because you want your headline to be something attractive. You want your headline to be something that stands out. You want your headline to be something that's different from everybody else who might be in your field, who might be in your area, right? So understanding that, so we have the headshot, right? Want to get the headshot, want to get a good photo with a smiling big cheese, bing! In addition to that, then the next thing we want to do is we want to have a good mission statement, or I'm going to call it a standout statement. Because this is the statement that ultimately will separate you from everyone else. I've seen some individuals put, you know, student athlete pursuing their degree in psychology, student athlete searching for an internship in blank. These are fine, but once again, with the platform, you want to just find the way to make yourself most attractive, most unique. So the next thing that we want to talk about is the background image. If you all are familiar with the Twitter platform, as well as there's some other platforms out there, but Twitter is the first one that came to mind. Twitter, Facebook, they have the opportunity for you to put a header image, right? And I would encourage you here to get really creative, okay? Get really creative with the header image, because for me, on my header image, I have my website, I have my telephone number, I also have my email, but in addition to those things, I've included three photos. One of me when I spoke at the TEDx event at Texas A&M University, another of me connecting with a student, having a conversation, and then the last one is me smiling and laughing, doing another speaking event. You might say, John, I don't have any photos. You might say, John, I don't have any photos to input into my header. Well, I would say I'm sure that there's a few that you may have somewhere to pull and incorporate for a header image. But at the same time, if you don't, you can get creative. Once again, you can get creative. You can put some design back there. You can put like some color pops back there. But once again, you want to make sure you take advantage of all of the options on the platform so that ultimately through this process, you'll be able to stand out more, right? You'll be able to really pop on the platform, okay? So I would encourage you, if you're not sure how to create a header, where to create a header, you can go to canva.com, Canva, C-A-N-V-A.com. And this is where you ultimately can create certain images, and you can create background images, header images, all these different things to where you can incorporate and put your own personality or your own spin on that. Okay, so we talked about your image. We talked about the header image. We talked about the mission statement. The fourth thing I want to hit on is now we're going to talk about just the about section. Okay, in the about section, you would just scroll down a little bit. In the about section, ultimately is a place to where you give people just enough information to where they would want to know more about you, right? You type in just a little bit about what you do. Type in a little bit about what you do. For instance, for mine is, Jonathan is a young professional and former student athlete with the desire to use his adversities and life experience to influence the holistic development of young professionals and emerging leaders. Then I say he always focuses on addressing three main pillars: mental health, personal development, and professional development. The last part is, the goal of addressing these areas is to help each individual prepare for the transitions in their lives holistically from one phase of life to the next. And the reason I took that approach was, the majority of the time when I speak, those are the topics that I speak on: mental health strategies, personal development, and professional development, right? And if those are three areas that I typically focus on, I want to bring attention to those things. For you, if you're a student athlete, I would encourage you to think about, what's something that you want to learn more about, right? What's something that you're currently studying, currently pursuing? I would encourage you to put those things in there. And I like to say three, because when I speak, I give 3 points, and that's just like my comfortable place, like the three, right? The trifecta, the triangle. So that's how I like to form it. And it's easy to read, easy to follow, easy to flow. For you, it might be 3 points. For you, you might want to share 4 or 5. But once again, you want to give just enough information to where people want to find out more about you. People are looking to hear more about you. So this is a great place to start. So we talked about our avatar or our image, right? We talked about our image, our headshot. That was first. The second thing we talked about was making sure that we get a purpose statement or a mission statement. And for instance, mine was, I assist student athletes and young professionals with life skills to thrive having holistic success. You might say, John, why did you put that? Because the individuals I reach out to typically are in the college athletic space. So understanding that, I want to put that I work with student athletes so they know that. Okay, that's the second point. The third point is, we want to have a background or a header image. Why do we want to have a background or a header image, John? We certainly want to have a background or header image because we want to make our profile attractive. Like I said, this is like an apartment. This is like our apartment. We want to welcome people in. We want to make sure that they enjoy what they're seeing on the walls. We want to make it really attractive. The fourth thing is the about section. Like I said, you give them just enough to where they want to look more at your profile, learn more, dive a little bit deeper. And then the last thing I'm just going to hit on is, if we scroll down, scroll down, scroll down, there's a section that says experience. Or if you have started your LinkedIn profile page, you started to build it out while we're talking, on the right-hand side, right, on the right-hand side, there is a place to where if you go down, you skip the intro, you skip the about, you skip the featured, you go background, right? This is a place where down at the bottom, You have work experience, you have education, you have license and certifications, and you have volunteer experience. I would encourage you to start with the experience. And I say that because for you all being student athletes, as you begin to build out this profile and as you begin to build out this page, I think it's a great opportunity for you to begin to put that you played 3 years of soccer for this university, right? You can go ahead and put, I was the captain of the volleyball team. So understanding these things, now you're building off of experiences as you're currently having them, which I think really, really will set you up really well, as opposed to after you graduate and being in the spot in the position where you're trying to figure out, oh my goodness, what am I going to do? I have to start over on LinkedIn. I have to remember all these different things. I have to remember all these different skills. And that's why I'm showing you this training today, is to help you understand that if you start today, you can just build it out little by little by little by little. Because if you were to go in and look at my LinkedIn profile, you would say, John, you have so much stuff on here. John, oh my goodness, this is a lot of stuff. And you're right, it is a lot of stuff. But at the same time, I've taken intentional time and I've built this thing out from going back to when I competed as a student athlete. And then even getting really niched down and thinking about what are other experiences that I can add in. What are other places where I might have skipped over some things or I didn't list, but I might need to go back and list them to help me in my career path. Because ultimately, that's what this is all about, right? That's why I wanted to walk you all through this today. And we're going to continue this series on LinkedIn, right? We're going to continue this series because I think this is going to be really, really, really valuable for a lot of student athletes just in the conversations that I've had. But if you go to the very, very bottom of my page and feel free to connect with me on LinkedIn, Jonathan Jones. Just type in Jonathan Jones, and I would love to connect with you, love to continue this dialogue offline. But my experiences go all the way back to 2009. You might say, John, well, why did it go all the way back to 2009? And the reason I would tell you is because 2009 was when I first started playing college basketball. And understanding that if I'm speaking to student athletes, I want them to know that I've been where they are, right? I want them to know, and I want them to understand that I know your struggle. I've been through some of your struggle. So understanding those things, let me put my experiences out there. Let me share my experiences. And if you have questions, you have comments, you have concerns, you know you can ask me because I've been where you are. So once again, I have experiences, like I said, going back to 2006, actually. And the first experience on my LinkedIn is me being a men's basketball team manager. Yeah, man. Golly, that's humbling. Where I used to handle daily duties of washing uniforms, packing travel bags, setting up practice equipment daily, and making sure the head coach had everything he needed for a successful practice. My friends, everything that you do, I encourage you just to run it through the lens of, can this be added to my LinkedIn profile, right? This isn't Instagram. This isn't Twitter. This isn't TikTok. This is a more professional network. So we want to be aware of that as we lay out certain things. But I would encourage you, as you're going through this process with me, as you're going through this journey, to start your LinkedIn profile, right? LinkedIn Live. Okay, LinkedIn Live. I want everybody to get their LinkedIn up by the end of March, right? March Madness, LinkedIn Live, LinkedIn Madness. Let's get it going because there's so much value for you here. There's so much opportunity if we begin to build out our profile. Okay, so we're going to do a quick recap. 5 things that I want to hit on really quick when talking LinkedIn. So first things first, boom, we have to have a headshot. This could be a headshot of you currently, you know, competing. This could be a headshot of you with your team gear on. That's great. So get your headshot. Second thing is we want to have a background image. And the background image is necessary because the background image ultimately is the wallpaper, right? It's welcoming people into your space, to your place. Spice it up with some color, put some different photos, but make it lively. Third thing is we want to have a mission statement. We want people to know what we're about. We want people to know where we're currently at in our journey or what we're striving to, right? Fourth thing is we have to understand just the experiences, the experience aspect. We want to put in experiences that ultimately we can begin to build off of. And then the last thing is the about, right? You want to give people just enough information about you so that they want to dig deeper, so that they want to connect with you on the platform. And then ultimately, when they click connect or they send you a connection request, it's going to pop up at the top where it says my network. And this is a bonus tip. I want to let you all know that if you reach out to connect with somebody, make sure that you personalize that connection, right? So when you go on someone's page and then you're seeking to connect with that individual, you're seeking to connect with that person, that individual, wherever they might be, whatever organization they might be a part of, once you clicked connect, it's going to prompt you and it's going to say, add a note. You want to let them know, hey, John, I connected with you at the Black Student Athlete Summit. I would love to be added to your LinkedIn professional network because I'm a student athlete, because I want to do the work that you do, right? You want to create a level of connection there with putting the note so that this person just knows that this isn't just a cold reach out, or so that they have a reason to accept you into their network. All right. So family, we're going to go ahead, wrap it up. We're going to go ahead, get out of here. But once again, today is the first day for you to start your LinkedIn profile. Leverage the platform. Like I said before, the things that we want to focus on, boom, getting a headshot, right? Getting a headshot up there with us smiling, because we want people to know that we're welcoming them in. Two, we want to get a background header, right? Header photo. You can create that on canva.com. You want to make it lively. You want to spice it up. The third thing was the mission statement or purpose statement. We want to let people know where we are, where we're going, or ultimately who we serve, the type of work we do. The fourth thing was the about section. Give people just enough information about you to where they want to know more, right? What are you focusing on? What are you doing? And then lastly, in your experience section, you want to put down for just in regards to your experiences, might be team captain, might be team manager, might be, pursuing whatever degree, but you want to begin to put some things in your experience section that you can begin to build off of that will be foundational for you. Friends, TEDx speaker, bestselling author, Jonathan Jones, signing out, reminding you, this is Beyond the Ball, where we help you succeed beyond your degree.